You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 20th day in the month of June 2024. It's a beautiful Friday, and the Lord is ready to speak to us today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, North Antin, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says, don't try to steal from God. Don't try to steal from God. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 31, Yield Not to Temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 81 to 88. And our memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8, which says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Our Bible reading is taken from Daniel chapter 4 from verse 1 to 37. Daniel chapter 4 from verse 1 to 37 is quite lengthy, but we'll try our best to put it together. So it's a story about Nebuchadnezzar and how he had a dream that terrified him. He saw a vision and he had to inquire what the vision meant. He called on Daniel, who interpreted it as a prophecy from the Lord, warning him about giving praises to himself, else he was going to be given a judgment to live with the wild animals for a couple of years, and his kingdom was still going to be retained till after his return. And at the end of the day, Nebuchadnezzar ended up giving the glory to himself, and the judgment of the Lord was pronounced over him. The prophecy was fulfilled, and according to how Daniel had said, the Lord had instructed. That was how everything took place. But at the end of the day, Nebuchadnezzar was restored back to his rightful place, and he was able to testify that you cannot take the place of God. Once again, our topic says, don't try to steal from God. Our manual today reads, years ago when my father in the Lord was alive, he sent a pastor to start a parish in Oshobo, a town in western Nigeria. The parish began to prosper, and the pastor felt that since he planted it, he could turn it into his own. He removed the signboard of the Redeemed Christian Church of God and put his new ministry. When Papa heard about it, he appealed to the pastor to retrace his steps, but he refused. He said, what do you mean? I am the pastor here and I started the work. The people are my sheep. Papa said, but we ordained you and sent you here to start the work in the name of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. More so, you are not their savior. The church started. You are not their savior. The church belongs to the one who saved them. It is not yours or mine. However, the pastor stubbornly insisted. Then Papa said, no problem, we shall pray. As they prayed, a wind blew as if it was going to rain. And by the following morning, the pastor was covered in leprosy from head to toe. When the King of Kings owns something, don't take it as yours. When you do, you are toying with fire. The pastor in the story I shared above thought he could take what belonged to God and go scot-free. When someone has exclusive right to something, no other person can claim ownership of that thing. God has exclusive rights to the earth and its fullness and all inhabitants. Psalm 24 verse 1. This means that he is in charge of the earth and oversees all that happens in it. In Luke chapter 12 from verse 16 to 20, when the man that Jesus called the rich fool talked about his soul as if he owned it, he lost his life that same night. just as God doesn't share his ownership of the earth. He doesn't share his glory. His glory belongs to him, and anyone who tries to steal it from him will get into big trouble. When God does anything through you, be quick to return all glory to him, because it does not belong to you. In today's Bible reading, Nebuchadnezzar attempted to attribute God's glory to himself, and he became a beast in the forest for 7 years. God touched his heart and replaced it with the beast's heart, and all his boasting stopped. Beloved, God is jealous about what belongs to him. Never try to claim it for yourself. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, have you been taking God's glory for yourself? Have you been taking God's glory for yourself? May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.